survive, thrive, stay alive. It's time to get prepared with the Prepping Academy podcast.
Hey, hey, hey. Marvin's in the house. We have Junior Foot beer. And yes, we are still doing, we're going to do podcasts until the second coming.
There you go.
Maybe.
Who knows? It'll be fun.
Always. Who knows? So,
and it's always fun conversation right before we start.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I usually record that because you always say things that just get me cracked up.
I know. You'll have a blooper reel or audio.
For $19.99.
There you go. And I get nothing.
And it's mostly nothing. You. No, it's me slamming on you.
That's it.
But we, when we miss a week, I mean, don't go into panic mode. Don't go in your bunker.
I think we even missed 2 weeks. We had...
We did.
Yeah, because it was the four.
Well, I was so, we did so many authors. I was getting kind of, we're like, okay. We were actually supposed to interview more, and I'm like, okay, we need to cut that.
Yeah.
So, we did.
It was good. It was.
We had to take a break.
And, you know, one of the last ones we had, one of the last interviews was Nicole on Alone.
Man, and she got...
And my heart is broken.
Oh, my gosh, that ticked me off.
But we know that she's okay.
She is okay.
She's okay.
We've spoken on Facebook.
Yes.
Through private message.
Yes.
Not voice to voice.
No, but even being on the show, you know, hey, that was after that. So.
Yeah. That and then that other girl, one of my favorites, she got the hook in her hand.
The hook, that was crazy.
Oh, I'm like, just pull it out.
Yeah,
that would hurt though.
So every one of us need to go and learn how to take a hook out of her hand.
I think it was in the tendon, like underneath. I don't know.
That was deep. It was deep because she would move it and her thumb would move. But man, that's all I can think of. I've been fishing this summer with my son. And all I can think of is that. And I'm like freaking out. Like, don't get the hook. And I've been fishing my entire life.
Do you have a fishing license?
I do.
Oh, do you really? Okay.
Yeah, I do.
I made my son get one. Cause
I got
a fishing a ticket for fishing without a license when I was 15.
Oh.
That's my own only criminal record that you know of.
That I know of. That's it. But if you go trout fishing, you need a... Oh, what's it called?
Trout stamp. Isn't it a trout stamp?
A trout stamp. Well, it's just a different license. It's just like $2
right.
more. So I don't even know the price. More to the freshwater, so you can go fishing in the stream.
Well, my son said, he did his online.
You can do it online?
Online.
Okay, I do.
You like to walk into Walmart and
I go to
40
Walmart.
Minutes.
I really.
But
while I'm
we
there,
need someone at the counter, fishing license,
you know,
redneck thumb.
Yeah,
Charlotte.
I pick something up for my son. He gets excited. I get him something new because we're going to go fishing, and he gets a Coca-Cola. So that's it.
What?
Yes. Or Pepsi. I used to always try to get Pepsi.
Your kids not normally get things like that?
No, we don't do the
don't
soda
do
thing, but when we go fishing, that's just a tradition, and
okay.
So he'll remember it.
Can I go fishing with you?
You sure can. I'll get you a Pepsi or Coca-Cola.
Okay, so we took 2 weeks break.
Yeah.
That just, we get refreshed. These are so hard to do, you don't understand.
That's it.
We prepare hours and hours to bring you minutes of content. And we just have to have a break sometime.
That's right.
Or our wives tell us we can't record that night.
That's it.
Yeah.
Or I say, hey, I'm coming over. And you're like, no, you're not.
Yeah. Well, I was tired as heck.
You had a lot going on. You had two events last week.
Yeah. I did. I had, Thursday night I had an event. I spoke at Saturday an all-day event. And the worst thing about Saturday's event, I was the MC.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even, I can go talk to someone for about 40 minutes or do something, and boom, I had to be back in front. So it was fun. I was up in Waynesville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
A lot of good speakers, a lot of good people. I love meeting the people and having, you know, people in everyone coming up and asking questions, and they were asking, I mean, I had many, I mean, like, one, no. No, I did. I bet there was 15 people or so asking about the podcast. And I look at them and go, what podcast? And one lady goes, aren't you the one that does the podcast? And I'm like, ma'am, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. But so, and I did have, and people asked about Tenderfoot, and I said, he's dead.
That's it.
One guy said, I mean,
he's over there. It's what you say, he's over there. Yeah, oh, sorry, he just disappeared.
You know, it was, I mean, one guy came up and said, hey, I went back and I started listening to every podcast you're doing. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? Seriously, are you retired? He goes, yes. I'm like, oh, okay. That makes kind of sense, I guess. And he's like, you know, he talked about how over time, you know, things were getting somewhat worse. And,
the podcast?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. He said, when you brought Tenderfoot on, man, you were desperate. I am kidding. It is late.
It is. Oh, my goodness. It is late.
It is late.
It is late.
And we'll probably go a full 45 minutes tonight.
That's it.
We got to make a lot of stuff up.
We do.
So let me tell you about this. So the conference was, there was several, I don't even know how many people were there, but speakers, you know, there was a small fee to get in. It was a really good conference. Janet, Carolina Readiness does this every summer. And then in the spring, she does the Heritage Life Skills. And so it was good. I mean, I had a good time. It's good to see all the authors. See, I wish you would have been there. Every single one of them that we had on the show was there. I was hanging out with them, talking to them, eating dinner with them.
That is awesome.
So, and you missed it.
Yeah.
Yes. You're still a mystery.
And I've got, you'll be proud of me, the
a rash?
With the Amazon. The Amazon Unlimited thing and Audible. So I've got some of the books.
For like 90 days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
It was like for $5 for 90 days.
Yeah. You like had said something. You had posted something, right? And so I was like, I'm going to find this. I just Googled it, found it. Amazon said, like when I went to go sign up, said, you're no longer eligible. And so I said, wait a minute. I've never even signed up for this before.
Uh-huh.
And so I contacted them. And within, like, they sent me the link with boom, 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 and it was done.
Yeah.
They were good. They were like, yeah, you can have it.
Yeah. And
no problems at all.
I've been somewhat disappointed because the, like, three or four books I wanted was not on that list.
Yeah.
And so it's a limited list for sure. But it's called the Unlimited. The Kindle Unlimited is what it's called.
Right. And then, but there's also the Audible. The Audible had a similar deal.
Yes, they did.
And, well, then I got free for 3 months.
Right. For how much?
For free.
For free?
So I was able to get that as well.
Maybe I should do that because I got many emails.
I think it's the same thing. Like I Googled and I actually found a promo. And
I've seen that.
Sent them the screenshot of it and they said, yeah, you can have it.
So I got the max on that. I do have... I think I get 2 credits a month. I think that's the most you can get. I'm not sure.
Yeah, two a month you can. Mine's only 1 month.
There's another company called Scribble, which is unlimited for like $16 a month. And then there's a thing called Hoopla, which is the library system. You can, if the book is in there, and some of the books are in there, you can get it for free. And you're actually borrowing it onto your device, and then you have to return it, or it's automatic return when the time's over. Because I listen to a lot of books. I mean, I'll work or drive, and I'll listen to a book in no time.
Do you do the Siri thing, or have you got Android, the Android read? Just let it, the robo read?
I have done that. There was a book recently that didn't have the audio. And I think it might be Jonathan Hollerman doesn't have the audio. Maybe he does. No, he does. It was another book I wanted to read. while I was driving. I was going to get the audible. Boom, no audible.
Yeah.
And so I did two fingers down on my phone.
Okay.
And it read the book to me. Now, what would happen, it would stop every chapter.
Right.
And, and then I would have to scroll and then hit two fingers down again and it would read it to me. And it worked. I got the information. That was all that was really important.
It's a little harder to follow.
It is. It is. It doesn't, you know, I know when Kevin Pierce, you know, he deflects his voice, deflects his voice depending on who, what character in the book, and he does that, and it's pretty awesome. Siri doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Deflection.
I don't know either. We're not grammar students.
Yeah. No.
Whatever.
Yeah. And so, but you can't, Siri doesn't do that at all. And she calls, prep.
Preep or something like that.
And you're like, and imp. It's not an EMP, it's an imp.
Imp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you'll get used to that. But it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that's what I did this weekend. Let me tell you about my what I gave. So I wanted to call it, You're Gonna Die. Did I tell you this?
Oh, for tonight?
No. For the presentation I made Thursday night and Saturday, I was going to call it You're Gonna Die.
You're Gonna Die.
Well, my friend from Asheville.
I had a sermon like that one time. It didn't go well.
It didn't. Well, my friend from Asheville was like, dude, that's kind of hard. So I renamed it Are You Ready? And so I talk about the power grid and I talk about all these things and people got upset because when I was reading through that, I mean, I wasn't nice. I showed you some of the things I said.
Yes.
I'll give you one example because I am going to release this. I told you I'm going to release it. I'm going to do a webinar on this where I'm going to speak intelligibly. It's too late. And with the slides, and I'm going to release that as like a webinar and have questions and answers afterwards. And if you want to know about that, just you can contact me on Prepping Academy. Did we even say that was Prepping Academy?
No, you haven't.
Welcome to the Prepping Academy. I'm Forrest. This is Tenderfoot. Okay, we're not going backwards.
No.
We're just slow to get there. And so I'm going to release this in a webinar so I can take people's feedback and questions. But one slide, I show a small farm. And I asked people in the audience, what is this? And I heard cow pasture. I heard small farm. I heard homestead. And what was my answer? No, this is the community's food for the next 2.5-3 weeks. Because they're going to come and get it. Everybody's like,
what?
They're going to come on my farm and take my cows?
Ain't nothing you going to do. Well,
and ain't nothing you going to do about it. Unless you can shoot
unless
about
prepared, yeah.
300 people coming to take their portion of a cow. You feed them steak, too. That's very nice of you.
Oh.
Thank you for raising these grass-fed cows for me and my family.
There you go. Nice.
So anyway, it's kind of a tough speech.
Yeah.
So
really
anyway.
Getting thinking.
So what have you been doing? I mean, you've been gone for 2.5-3 weeks.
I got older.
By the way, you're fired.
No, but I can tell you one of the things I am doing. I don't want to give away anything here.
Go ahead, Boris.
No, we're going to be looking at some bug out locations. That's a good way to say it.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I'm going to be doing
that. Good place to look, California.
There you go. Real estate. It'll become an island one day. Yeah. So I want an island.
Yeah, bug out location.
Well, there's a new island in Hawaii right now that's being formed.
Is there?
So yeah, that might be my spot.
You go and claim it in the name of Tenderfoot.
A little hot right now.
Ooh, Tenderfoot. You know,
there you go.
Hot island. You could call you Twinkle Toes as you dance across
the
island.
No, that's yours.
No. So what we got coming up in September is the CPN bug out. We're going to bug out. Are you going with us?
I saw that. I signed up for it.
Did you?
Well,
did you get a spot?
I hit. Was there something else I'm supposed to do?
Yeah,
I just said going.
No. You got to go and like reserve a camping spot. We're going to a national park.
Okay.
And we're going to fill the sucker up with people from the Carolinas. And we're going to go and have hands-on classes. I don't know a lot of the classes. I have these two wonderful ladies that have been planning everything, the classes, the logistics, everything. They've been planning it. And then I got an email one night, and I'm like, guys, I am so busy with some other stuff. Can y'all kind of plan this? And they go, yep, we're done. I mean, they've really been doing everything. So one night they hit me up on Facebook Messenger and said, hey, will you teach a class on skinning a rabbit? I said, yes, I will. So I'm going to be skinning a rabbit because I can skin a rabbit and have it on a grill in a minute and 30 seconds.
But you can't go that fast for teaching.
That's true.
Take two rabbits.
Kill two rabbits.
Yes.
We're going to
do one that quick. Yeah. Well,
someone's actually going to teach a class on, I think, on cooking on an open fire.
Okay.
Boom.
They are.
And so I'm going to teach skinning rabbits. And I'm like, great. I only have to teach one class. And then they contacted me about 2 weeks ago, and they said, hey, on Sunday morning, would you preach a sermon? And I said, yes, I'll do that. And they go, okay. And so that's my responsibility.
There you go. And you've already got a built-in illustration, too.
You remember that rabbit? You want to die?
Yeah, you remember that? The one presentation at webinar? You're going to die.
You're going to die. So so they've taken care of it. I mean, I know that one whole loop, I think, is full of camp spots. Another whole loop is full, and there, I think another loop is getting full. So I'm predicting
screwed.
200 plus. Probably more than 200. I'd say 300, because everyone's bringing kids and aunts and uncles and.
Well, I'm gonna stay in your tent.
Neighbors, you know, technically, each camp spot can have two tents.
There you go.
But I already have guy in my tent.
Okay.
Not in my tent. Not in my tent. No.
I was about to say something.
In my spot.
He called himself.
Gosh. That, so
which mountain was this? Brokeback?
Dude. Where's my knife? I don't have my knife anymore. Give me them needle nose pliers right there. With a screwdriver.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Dude, I'm going to smack you. That's just wrong, man.
All right.
So,
and that's live. We can't go back and take that out.
That's the bad thing about live. I'm a pre-recorded kind of guy myself.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, tonight, we're going to talk about tonight.
Yes.
Now
you only got like 10 minutes. Okay.
No, we've got 26 minutes to talk about something really amazing.
Okay.
Start us off.
All right. We're going to talk about...
Here's your dumb idea.
You needed inspiration. Surviving worst case scenarios is what we had talked about doing.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of got this watching movies. I was watching some... I don't know if you call them prepping movies, but they involve the prepping survival type.
What movie were you watching to get this? You told me
it was because it was called The Mountain Between Us.
Brokeback Mountain. The Mountain Between Us. That
Mountain Between Us. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Like
the
I'm
Mountain. Now he's looking it up on his phone. Great God.
The Mountain.
You're the one that came up with this.
I did, but The Mountain Between Us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when
and
was
it
is. Produced? 2017?
Yeah.
Huh.
So it's fairly new. I thought it was good.
Okay.
I thought it was good. I enjoyed it.
There's some survival stuff in there?
There is. So
tell us you go ahead and do it.
Well, the whole premise of the movie, they crash in this I don't even know where they are in the wilderness, but it's really cold area.
Kind of like Alive?
Yeah.
Where they ate each other?
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's another movie for you. But there's all these movies. But anyway, Forrest and I started talking about all these movies and these scenarios and everything. And we always talk about, you know, yeah, it's good to have these survival skills. It's good to have these prepping skills. But you've got to think long term.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that was kind of the inspiration of the whole idea is in this particular movie, they had to be there a little bit longer than they even were prepared for. Right. It was unplanned.
Right.
But they didn't really have survival skills, but they were able to survive.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was like, okay, we've been here now way too long. What are we going to do? So anyway, I think that was, but me and my wife were talking and we were like, even before this, she was just asking about water survival and everything like that. And I said, that's probably the worst case that you can be in to survive is to be in the middle of the ocean, especially if you don't have a raft.
Wait.
If you don't have anything, that
all
would suck.
All of a sudden, you're going to wake up, no boat or anything, and you're in the middle of the ocean?
No, there could be a lot of scenarios.
How could you be in the middle of the ocean without a boat?
No. Like, if your boat sank, and if you didn't have a life raft, if there was nothing to cling on to, majority of the time, you would have something.
Then you call Flipper, and you say, take me home.
There you go. Look for the mermaids.
You would die.
You would die.
I mean, you cannot survive in the water.
But there are some phenomenal stories. You just go and do the research. And matter of fact, I think there was one just not too long ago.
But weren't they holding on to a boat, turned over a boat, though?
But I'm talking about even for a short period of time.
Okay.
10 hours, for most people, yes, would die.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a story in Florida, I don't know much about it, and I think that's what led to the conversation. And so there was a story in Florida where, I don't know if it was a teenager or a kid, was out there, out to sea, through a rip current, boom, forced out to sea to survive for 10 hours. So in that case, he really didn't have to do probably much for, hey, I need food and all of that, but... you can get dehydrated fast.
Oh,
do you
yeah,
know
yeah.
what to do?
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, what do you do? And so, I told her some of the things that I knew. And so that's what kind of led to this. But to me, if I had to categorize worst case scenarios, mine would be first being lost at sea. On a raft. Okay, you're on a raft. You've got that. I think that is one of the worst survival scenarios that you have to be in. I know how to do it. But it ain't going to be easy, and it's not going to be guaranteed.
None. Yeah, that is. I mean, I would say the moon.
Okay. You sound like me now.
Because there's no resources in the middle of the ocean that you can,
easily.
Unless you have, some fishing line. I mean, even that.
Yeah.
Because have you heard of people sucking people's eyeballs, the fish eyeballs out?
Not people's eyeballs, but yes. You do. That is one of the ways you get water is through fish eyeballs.
I mean, I've been trained that and heard that and have read that, but
very little water.
I would grab the wrong fish and it would either eat me or it'd be going, oh, this is a shark.
And you're gonna encounter all of that. But I'm just gonna say my list real quick is that I think sea would be the worst, an extreme cold environment, and then the desert. That would be the top three worst case scenarios.
I think this,
and then
okay.
And then if you're in a just a very hostile environment would be probably number four. And it could be a city or urban type environment. Anyway, that's my top four worst case scenarios.
Okay, are they in a particular order?
That was my order.
That was your order?
Sea, extreme cold, desert, and hostile. A hostile urban area, city.
Well, can I make mine up?
Go for it.
Okay, I would say Mars. No, I'm kidding. The sea one is hard to because that is there's few survival skills that you can actually use there. I mean, there's you can't make shelter.
No.
I mean, you can't build a fire.
No.
You can't. There's so many that is bad. I would say the second one, I would say the desert. Because in extremely cold weather, I feel like I could survive easier in cold weather than hot weather.
And again, it depends on what you got. And
well, because if there's snow, I can use snow to my advantage.
You can.
I can melt it and get water. You don't eat snow because it's too cold. You'll get, but you can melt it. You can make igloos and be able to survive and get that temperature inside the igloo where it's survivable.
Yeah.
And I even think, and sometimes even tracking game in the winter is a lot easier, and finding out where their trails are to possibly do some kind of a deadfall trap if it's a larger game, or snares, just using what the environment has.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So I would say my worst case would be the desert, because that's just miserable.
I mean, I just think you got more people living
in the desert.
In the deserts than you do extreme cold environments.
Well, there's always just Canada.
So, but hey, man, one of the quotes they said here, and it's very true. Hey, man, he said that. It was so cool. He talked about, man, it's amazing how God created people with something along those lines, and how they can adapt. Their body just naturally, it finds a way to adapt. And he gave credit to God in that movie. I thought that was so cool. And then that was it. But hey, that is true. You get in these scenarios and you'll be surprised what you can do.
You know, and the show alone has proven time and time again that skills are just a small part of your survival.
Yeah.
Mindset is 80-90% of survival.
And I think that's important. And I think it was Nicole that even mentioned this. But you're in that scenario with alone. You go in there with these survival skills, but they have to be there a little bit longer. You got to have those mm-hmm. prepping and homesteading skills, you know, with that. And we've mentioned that.
Right.
You can't just prepare. Hey, man,
right.
That's stuff's going to end. Can you do it for the long haul?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think even in these survival situations, that's why we wanted to talk about this. It leads to prepping, which leads to homesteading. You want to say that? You know, longevity. You got to think
survival. So here's the thing: they go on the show knowing that they can tap out anytime.
Yeah.
Which is a problem for the show, but it proves a point. But if you're out there in Mongolia where they are now,
yeah,
and you know you can't tap out, that's a game changer. Knowing that, hey, if I don't survive, I'm going to die is the only other option. So that gives you, I mean, but being able to handle that mentally, if you're alone, the quietness, the just by yourself. See, I would be talking to myself or something. I got to talk to someone.
You would have like a volleyball.
Yeah.
And
they have cameras. And I thought, hey, I would actually record myself. And then go back and play it and listen to it to entertain myself.
But I think they can't do
they
that.
They probably can't do that.
Yeah, I think she said that. So.
Oh.
I think we
they can't go back
yeah,
and
we,
that.
I think
yeah.
we went back and talked about that, yeah.
But mindset is key. You got because these guys go out there, and they have some of the best survival skills ever, and they can't handle the mindset. They can't handle the mental aspect of it.
Yeah.
But if there's no tapping out, it's a totally different game. It really is. And the guy, again, I think it's the Foxfire series, and I've said this many times recently, the more you have in your head, I mean, the more knowledge you have,
yeah.
the less you have to carry.
Right.
And, okay, what if you can't carry anything? It's all knowledge then. And so one of the slides I just showed you in my presentation I made this past weekend is, it says the top of it, the header of it was, what skills do you need in a grid down? And I listened to people's response, and I said, on the slide, I said, all of them. You need them all. You need to not only know how to trap, you need to know how to cook it on a fire, then you need to know how to fish, you need to know how to dehydrate the fish or smoke the fish. You need all of the skills. And one of the statements I make also to a lot of the I got to watch myself here. We'll say handicap,
mm-hmm.
elderly,
yeah,
people with no skills. is you've got to become the smartest person in the room when it comes to skills, or you have no value.
Yeah.
So if you're a handicapped person, an elderly person, there was three ladies there at this conference. They were all divorced. They were all in their upper 50s-ish. And they asked me the question, what do we do? And I'm like, you've got to have every skill in the book. That's the only way. If not, you have to have a loved one, meaning a family member, a son, daughter, a husband, someone that loves you enough to bring you to be a part of their group for you to survive. But if you want to be in a group and survive, you've got to have the skills.
Well, here's the other thing, because you say that a lot, and I think a lot of these people are going like, how am I even going to get a group like that? If I'm in this situation, I don't have all of the skills, but I do have some valuable skills. You may not be able to go into your group. They may not be able to make it to your group.
Right.
But that's not only do they need to have a skill, that's what you need to do right now is start forming a group. So you do have that, and your skill is needed in that group.
Right.
So all of this stuff that we are talking about, start doing something.
True, and I've said this before too. Don't let your skill be shooting guns. I can train anyone to shoot guns. That's not really a skill. I mean, it is a skill, but it's a skill. I mean, don't let your skill be something simple in a group.
Yeah.
Make it one of the hardest skills that way. And but yes, you need to form a group, and that's why, you know, we created Carolina Preppers Network, so people can sit across the table every month and meet other people and go, you know what, that family over there is pretty nice. Maybe let's go have lunch with them one day to get to know them a little bit better, and then you can possibly form a group.
And that's your first skill, your personality, and being able to communicate, to be group worthy.
You got to be likable.
You got to be likable.
And trustworthy.
That is a very important skill, because you know what? That might win somebody over. Even it might win Forrest over if you go knocking at his door.
Mm-mm.
It might.
I'm looking for the very best, the brightest, the proud, the few,
the Marines.
No. But, I mean, yes. And so, matter of fact, I would suggest almost coming up with some skills, learning a few things before you go to a prepper meeting. Because if you go in there and go, well, this is my first meeting, I'm thinking about doing preparedness, people can go, yeah, whatever. Because, you know what I mean, get some skills.
Yeah.
Know the lingo. Go ahead.
Well, no, I think even this, yeah, knowing this stuff, this is just, this is also a worst-case scenario. Your worst-case scenario is
not being in a group.
Not being in a group.
Because you're going to die.
You don't have anyone. So these surviving, that's a part of your survival too.
Mm-hmm.
Is your prepping. Mm-hmm. Is your the longevity, the homesteading, and all of that. So worst-case scenarios are not just the things that we just listed, the sea, the cold, the desert, whatever. It's also these things that we are going to face, and
right.
You got to be ready for it.
Right.
So,
I mean, there are people, though, that have the mindset, well, now I do, you know, about, are we really going to have to survive? We're going to go through this? Well, as preppers, we believe something's going to happen. Everybody has their little...
Different thing.
But the common denominator is you've got to have a skill. You got to have a group. Don't spend your entire life prepping. You got to live your life too. And a lot of preppers, like a lot of people, just throw themselves all into this, and they don't live.
Right.
They're missing their life.
And that, and hey, bringing it back around to movies, John Goodman in that Cloverfield Lane.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
You actually finally watched the movie?
Oh, no, I've seen that one, man. Come on.
Dude, and that was weird, but
go
ahead.
So, and that's a good case. That guy, he was just, that's all he did was prep.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And granted, it's a movie.
Yeah.
But it gives you a good illustration, and he had no contact with the outside
right.
world.
It was so, it twisted then. It was such a great movie, and then all of a sudden, even the.
I love the twist.
Did you?
I do.
No, you didn't like the one about the girl, though, writing help.
I don't remember that part.
She scratched help on the hatch.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Okay.
But
you're talking about the...
I know, the very end.
Yeah, we can't tell it because that's a good movie. All preppers should watch that movie because as he walks through his little show, you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, wow. And you go, he's thought through this.
And I will mess up your mind. Uh-huh. Watch that movie. What's it called again? Cloverfield?
10 Cloverfield. It's just Cloverfield. The first one was 10 Cloverfield Lane or something.
No, I think the new one is 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, anyway, he's going to look it up real quick. So watch that, and then watch Split. That has nothing. Well, that's a survival thing. That's a worst-case scenario. Someone's abducted you, and they had to survive that. That will just mess you up, just because of those. You'll see the connection if you watch the two together.
Yeah, Cloverfield was the second one.
No.
It's 10 Cloverfield Lane is the second one.
It's the second one. Yeah, yes. 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah.
So... 10 Cloverfield Lane, then watch Split, and then you'll just be messed up and freaked out.
Because that's what we try to do to you. We want to freak you out.
But, you know, I know that we're talking about this with the worst case scenarios. I think those are some great things to remember and consider. The main thing, in no matter what scenario, because there are 100,000 different scenarios, there's different ways to survive them. And then even if you do the best laid plans, things can go awry, even though you know what you're doing.
Right.
You know, something can happen. But the thing is, those skills
mm-hmm.
apply to every single one of these things.
Yes.
Surviving, prepping, homesteading, you got to have that mindset.
Okay, another thing. Again, if you want to listen to my free webinar, just send me a message. And so when I release this thing... and it's called You're Gonna Die. That's probably what I'm gonna label it. I gotta change it. It's gotta be.
You can do that for your sermon during the.
One is because I'm really. I just throw a lot of truth in this thing, but and get real. But
he does.
Dude, now you got me all crazy. Oh, I forgot what I was gonna say. I never do that.
I totally messed you up. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
So who was more prepared this time?
I know. Oh, I know what I was going to say.
Go for it.
So one of the things that came up this week, last week as I was putting this presentation together, is, you know, all my friends do a lot of tactical training. I do tactical training with guns, you know, with my AR, my pistol. So I go to all these tactical classes. I even teach some of them. You know, I told you about some of the classes I've taught. But as I was thinking and I was writing this stuff down, I'm like, wait a second. You never want to be in a gunfight. We kind of glamorize it.
I know.
And we're like, okay, we'll just bring guns up and, you know, you never want to be in a gunfight. Never.
No.
To the point, you should be able to leave your retreat so other people can overtake it just so you can live. Because they may have 10, they may have 40. Gunfight starts, you need to split and get out of there. Gunfights, zero. Never want to be in one. That doesn't mean the next day. So you have like 10% of your food there, and the rest is kind of maybe hidden on the retreat or stash or, you know, in a cache somewhere. Don't have it in your house. That's crazy. So I always said, hey, if I can't get what you have in the end, I'll burn everything you have down. I'll burn down your house. You can't have it either.
Hmm.
But, I wouldn't do that. But people will think like that.
Right.
But you're in your retreat, your bug out location is top secret. No one knows where it is. And all of a sudden, you see about 30 people marching up to your house. Leave. Come back. And then pick them off one at a time and get what belongs back to you. Pick them off. But don't get in a gunfight where you're shooting at them and they're shooting at you. You get in a gunfight is where you're shooting them and retreating and they're going, who the heck was that? I mean, I'm not saying kill someone. I'm just, we're using airsoft guns here.
Yeah.
But you never wanted to be in a gunfight. That's another thing I talk about in my.
And that very good, very good advice. That is important. You know, any kind of, you find any kind of fighting situation, man, and especially if you're one against more, or the numbers,
mm-hmm.
man, numbers have a good chance.
Well, okay, so you're in your retreat, and you got your 15 men out at their post, and you're waiting for the guys to, you know, look around the tree, and all of a sudden they send a bullet, and it misses you, but it goes into your house and kills your child.
There, ooh. You got to think about that. That's right.
I mean,
there's a lot to think about.
Oh my gosh, how many houses are bulletproof? Not yeah. many. I mean, maybe if it's a brick structure, but there's windows and doors, and so you got to think about these things.
Yeah.
Gunfights aren't good.
Yeah. And you know, and all of it. I mean, and this is a part of those worst case scenarios. Even in our preparedness, what is the worst case that
right.
we can be in our preps? And you got to think like that. And you got to have contingency plans. I think that's very wise.
Yes, and so knowledge can help, but I mean, it doesn't really help you in the ocean. I mean, it's hard to catch fish and then suck his eyeball out, and then
yeah.
I mean, you can eat the fish raw, sure.
Yeah. And there is ways to do where you can catch like birds and stuff like that. But then, I mean, you're gonna eat it raw. You could
get
you got you got
flu.
You got two you got two scenarios here.
Right.
You want to eat this raw and risk that, or risk not having anything at all,
right.
being out here. But right. but again, all of these things that we've talked about, they apply. You know, those survival things, those shelter, your clothes or your shelter and all that. And that, you know, those worst case things with the sea, whatever it may be, you've got to think like that in all scenarios, even in EMP scenarios and all these other things
uh-huh.
that you're preparing for. And that was the point. That's one of the points of this. How
yep.
do you survive that?
Yeah, mindset is knowledge and mindset.
Yeah.
And there may be someone writing a book. It's going to cover a lot of mindset coming out soon. I don't know. I've heard it through the grapevine.
Man.
I am not going to sing.
Come on. We can do it.
So
we'll have one show one night where that's what we do. We sing. It's karaoke prepping.
I would
prepping
never
karaoke.
Publish that because it's I can't sing. I just can't.
Man,
I just,
can you imagine
I'll
the ratings
look good
we get?
On radio.
You look
and
good.
You can sing. You can sound good. Mom said I had a face for radio and a voice, for mimes. Something like that. I'm just kidding.
I
never said that.
That was yeah.
That's something I made up.
Yeah.
Hey, we got 2 minutes left. So, hey, you've been listening to the Prepping Academy. We just been just chatting tonight, talking about
yeah.
worst case scenario. Hey, go back to our archives. We got all kinds of content. Again, we love doing this, and we appreciate you guys listening. That's preppingacademy.com. Preppingacademy.com. Hey, if you're interested in the upcoming webinar, free webinar. Do the con. Oh, producer still in 90 seconds. Wow. Just tell us. I mean, send me an email saying, "Hey, I want to be a part of that. Include me on the email." What else?
You know, I just thought
okay.
of another, and this is the worst case. And I know we got to go. But the worst case scenario I can think of is if we didn't exist, our show didn't exist. So support us. Click. Go to the site. Tell others.
Yeah. That is so true.
And let's get
just
involved.
Just imagine all the people that would die without our podcast.
I know.
I'm going to cry.
That's right. There's your next show right there. You're going to die if you don't listen.
You know what? And spread that to your friends and give us good rating. And, I mean, lie. And give us 5 stars and say it's the best show you've ever heard. And then next week, we're going to bring live unbelievable content.
There you go.
Again.
Yes.
And then the next week I'm on vacation.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. I'm going to pre-record something.
Okay. Sounds
maybe
good.
A whale just making noises in the ocean.
I was going to try to do a whale, but I can't do it.
Okay. Well, we are out of here. Preppingacademy.com. Thanks, you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Later.
Thanks so much for listening to the Prepping Academy with your hosts, Forrest and Kyle, live on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Prepper Broadcast Network at PrepperBroadcasting.com. We'll catch you next time on the Prepping Academy.
Thanks for listening to the Prepping Academy podcast. Preppers unite at www.preppingacademy.com. You're listening to The Prepping Academy, the information you need before the world ends. Thanks for joining The Prepping Academy, the information you need before the world ends.